Ramsey TV.
Who knows what evil lies behind the common stretch bandage? Oh, you do, because I showed you yesterday. And you're still here. I showed you what evil lies beneath, and you're still here. Listen, I thank you tremendously for your comments, your loving comments yesterday, and your advice. I hear you. I mean, can you believe that I went to the ER and they didn't do anything for my infection? They didn't clean it. No, like, super antibiotic IV. A lot of you suggested that. Yeah, that's how I thought that's what was going to happen when I went to the ER. Didn't. I literally saw 8 doctors. Literally. But tomorrow, I'm finally going to a wound care center. It's called Holy Cross. So how bad can it be? Run by a bunch of religious people. That's okay. I'm not going to tell them. Well, I hope they don't look up my name. I might be screwed at Holy Cross Wounds and Hyperbaric Chamber Center. I might be screwed. But we'll see. I'll let you know. I tried to get in today. I called him while I was on my run. And no dice. There's no room. No room at the end. That's okay. I'm going to get in tomorrow. I'm going to get in tomorrow. You will see. And they got the hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So I'm really hoping that. I'm hoping they use that business on me. I'm hoping they anesthetize it before they clean it, because it is so sensitive. I can't swallow very well. I can't eat. I'm taking my dinner through a straw. I mean, I can eat some soft stuff like bow tie pasta. Maria made me some bow tie pasta, because you don't have to open your mouth very much for the bow tie pasta. Now, if I had the shells, forget about it. Forget about it. My wife is smarter than that to make me pasta shells. She said, how about some bow tie? I said, it's perfect. You're such a wise woman, let me tell you. Let me tell you something. So thank you for all your loving comments. I know this outfit is really ill-designed. I have a shiny, like, running shirt. This is a sweat thing. Like, it resists sweat. It's a dry type thing. And this gray doesn't go with maroon at all. And then, of course, I don't care about any of that right now. Okay? I don't care about any of that. This is the only thing that really brings me to life. This brings me to life, coming to talk to you. And I'm going to read a letter today that I was supposed to read at the conference. My sister Kelly, bless her, she says, when are you going to read Craig Guest's letter? Craig Guest. This is one of our brothers in Australia. And he has what may be some insight into the snatching away, but beyond that, besides that, I mean, we're all interested in that, but besides that, this is a brother who is suffering, who is sharing his pain with us, as he should. We are to bear one another's burdens. But while he's in the middle of suffering, what's he thinking about? The snatching away, the deliverance of his body, because he loves Christ's appearing. So there is a wreath awaiting him and all those who love Christ's appearing. That's our Apostle Paul talking, not me. But I love this whole theme. And somebody, I don't know if I should read this or not this week. Somebody sent me, I wasn't planning on bringing this up, but I really think I should. Before I get to Craig's letter, our friend Rob, N-R-A-A, I don't really know who this is. Now, I'm not going to read this today, and I might not read it at all, but it made me cry today. It's so epic. But if I read it, you may consider it to be self-serving. I don't know. But Rob asked AI a question. The subject of this email was, this has been on my mind concerning you. This is what Rob said. And he asked a question to AI. This is what he asked AI. Check out Martin Zender and the current physical suffering he is experiencing, and discuss the parallels between him and the Apostle Paul and suffering for the sake of the gospel, and the hypothesis of when bringing the high revelation of truth in God's revelation of the untraceable riches of Christ, the corresponding suffering increases. Now, this doesn't just apply to me. It applies to all of you. Also, relate Zender as a type of modern-day Paul. Rob says, I'll ground this. I guess he's still asking AI. I'll ground this in what can be verified publicly about Zender's recent condition, then draw the Pauline parallels through the CLNT frame you prefer. And the AI's answer, it not only talks about me, but it talks about you. I mean, this not only applies to me, but it applies to you. Now, I mean, it may seem audacious that Rob would ask AI a question about comparing me, little old Martin Zender, at the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, to the Apostle Paul. But honestly, all of us can be compared to the Apostle Paul because we suffer as one body. Paul was a member of the body just like us. I mean, I have a connection because I have a teaching role, and of course, Paul had a teaching role. And AI takes this into consideration. The answer is really amazing, and I was in tears by the end of it because it talks about you too. See, if it was just about me, but it's not. It's about you too. This AI, dang, I mean, it like nailed it. I mean, one of these subtitles AI comes up with is the hypothesis, higher revelation corresponding suffering. Does that not apply to all of us? Higher revelation corresponding suffering. Another subsection is called the deeper spiritual symmetry. So this is really something, but I'm going to save that. Let me know if you want to hear it. Let me know if you want to hear it. So what I'm going to read now, however, is from a brother. Kelly's been asking me about this. When are you going to read Craig's letter? She told me to read it at the conference. She emailed it to me when I was at the Kansas City conference, but I was so, you know, befuddled, except when I was at the podium. I was just so distracted, except when I was at the podium. I was hurting so badly from this, except when I was at the podium, that I just didn't do it. But this is the perfect timing. Why? Because God's timing is perfect. Now, what this Craig guest is going to say, it actually makes sense to me. He's putting forth a month and a year for the snatching away. You're going to like it, okay? You are going to like it. Now, am I saying that he's right? No, I'm not. Because I say the snatching away is going to happen in 1.25 minutes from now. It used to be 2.5 minutes. I cut the time in half because I'm trying to be an imitator of God like Paul encourages us to do in Ephesians 4:1. Or is it Ephesians 5:1? Read the whole book of Ephesians, you'll find it. And God said, if the time were not cut short, no one could be saved. So, you know, I want to imitate God, so I'm cutting the time short. So, yeah. So, but the case he makes is pretty interesting. I've actually never thought of it. But that's just the second part of this letter. And I'm going to shut up now, I think, and read the letter. And this man wants fellowship. And I think he would like me to give you his address. He would love to communicate. He's lonely like all of you. I believe I probably know more members. I'm equated with more members of the body of Christ than any other member of the body of Christ. I honestly believe that. And the common theme is you're isolated, you're alone, and you're suffering, either emotionally or physically, spiritually. I mean, the suffering, that's why this other email, I really think I'm going to read it. From Craig Guest. I don't believe I've ever corresponded with him. Maybe I have. If I have, Craig, I apologize, but I'm going to read your letter now. It's the perfect timing. I'm sorry. Kelly's been after me for 2 weeks to read this. Finally got through to me, Kelly did. Here we go. To my brother Zender and the body of Christ. This is for all of us. I have been a member of the body of Christ for 15 years now after I received from another member Martin's book, The First Idiot in Heaven. I've watched every video of yours. He's talking to me now. I've watched every video of yours now over that time period, Zender. I don't comment much on your videos as I have been sitting low, but have been sharing Paul's evangel with those God sends me. I'm not sure if you are aware or not, but I recently became homeless due to a workplace injury that sent me into a deep depression and horrific anxiety. That sounds awful, Craig, and I'm sorry that you have to suffer this. I really am. It must be necessary or God wouldn't do it. And that's not easy for me to say. I get it. My wife could not handle my deep pain. I'm sorry about that too. That really hurts. Enough of that, he says. I'm sure there's a lot in the subtext there. Enough of that, except I'd like the body of Christ to reach out to me for support. He just wants spiritual support. This man's not asking for money. He's asking for fellowship. I like the body of Christ. And I love it. He just comes out and asks. I've done that with you before. If I've had a specific need, I come out and ask. And Craig is just coming out and asking. I love this. I'd like the body of Christ to reach out to me. And I know you. I know of you. And I know you will reach out to him. Reach out to me for support through this extremely painful and difficult situation. I'll give you his email at the end here. And then he says this. I'd like to share an insight with the body of Christ that will bring some joy in the midst of this fucked up world. This man has a way with words. I like that sentence so much, I'm going to read it again. For those of you with children watching who are upset that I would read this again, well, put your hands over your kids' ears, because here I go. I'd like to share an insight with the body of Christ that will bring some joy in the midst of this fucked up world. We're all for that. Go for it, Craig. Back in 2017, there was a sign in the heavens of stars that depicted a pregnant woman. Martin, you spoke of this sign in your show, MZTV 528. I, like you, believe it's a prophetic sign written in Revelation 12, verses 1 and 2. I did make a show on this, and I gave a talk on it in Indianapolis on the very day, September 23rd, 2017, this rare constellation that lined up perfectly with the constellation, the arrangement of the sun, the stars, and the planets described by John in the unveiling, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I remember it well. Apparently, I talk about it in MZTV 528. I'm not sure if that's the Indianapolis talk or not, or it might be something I did later, but okay, I talked about it. I hope it's the Indianapolis. Let me check. I'm going to check right now. Let me get back to this. MZTV 528. Thank you. Hang on a second. MZTV 528. You may need to go here and watch this. MZTV 528. No. I do this. This is not the one I do at the Indianapolis conference. I don't know where that one is. I did this from the cottage. The title of this is MZTV 528, The Celestial Sign of 2017 Revisited. This was 5 years ago. How many? That was 2021? Okay, that's when I did that. Back to Craig's letter. I, like you, believe it's a prophetic sign written in Revelation 12, verses 1 and 2. I do too. It was just too much there. And plus, you remember the comet that went through? Oh, my God. Okay. I want to point to the woman being pregnant, says Craig. A woman going through pregnancy is 9 months in length of time. Could be understood by God's timing as the number 9 in Scripture represents God's judgment or purposes. Now, after this, I'm going to read to you what AI has to say about number 9. Number 9 meaning in the Bible. I just had to restart my computer. I had this set up. Okay, I got it back. I had this set up, but I had to restart my computer because my audio recording was acting up. Okay, here we go. A woman going through pregnancy is 9 months in length of time could be understood by God's timing as a number 9 in Scripture represents God's judgment or purposes. She's right about that. While specific spans of exactly 9 years are rare in Scripture, he's right about that too, it can and does weave heavily through biblical themes of spiritual maturity, testing, and the prophetic. He's right about all this. So it might be. Yes, it might be. And nobody here is saying it is this way. Even Craig is saying it might be. That if we use the number 9 as guide to the birth of the child, it can, in fact, be used in this context of the day of the Lord coming with crying, travailing, torment to bring the start of the tribulation. September 26, 2026, exactly 9 years. I believe he meant September 23rd. It'll be September 23rd. September 23rd, unless he's using some, unless there's a leap year involved or something, I don't know. He says September 26, 2026. He might mean September 23rd, 2026. I don't know if he's using a sophisticated calendar that counts. I don't know what he's using here. I think he means September 23rd. September 23rd, 2026, exactly 9 years from the 2017 sign in the heavens. A woman about to give birth goes through contractions, and those contractions are getting bigger and closer as this time draws closer. Yeah, I can't argue with that. My God, the contractions of the earth and the contractions within the body of Christ. It's so true. A woman about to give birth goes through contractions, and those contractions are getting bigger and closer at this time. And at this time, it draws closer to the birth of the day of the Lord. I'd like to also share from 2 Thessalonians verse 6 that the body of Christ is detaining the man of lawlessness from being unveiled. That is true. I'd like to point out that we need and should be snatched away. I like from your mouth to God's ears, my brother. We need and should be snatched away and meet our Lord in the air before September 2026, which I believe will be likely the unveiling of the man of lawlessness when the 7-year peace treaty is signed. This is not an outrageous statement at all, because I think we are very close with this war on Iran to the signing of a peace treaty. Many other nations joining in the Abraham Accords, that is all on the table, and it's going to happen quickly. And again, this war with Iran is a religious war, and it is an enactment. It is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Daniel chapter 7 with the Western religion stamping out the Eastern religion. And that's why I predicted to you last week, and I predict again today, that there will not be a peace treaty until there is more, as they say, kinetic action. That is, bombing the hell out of them. There's going to be more of that. There's going to be more bombing the hell out of them, I believe. Could I be wrong? No. The body of Christ is detaining the man of lawlessness from being unveiled. I'd like to point out we need and should be. I love this. We need and should be snatched away and meet our Lord in the air before this September 26th. This September 2026. Which I believe will be likely the unveiling of the man of lawlessness when the 7-year peace treaty is signed. He's right that the signing of this treaty is mentioned by Daniel. That's the first time in Scripture I believe it's Daniel 9, could be Daniel 12, read all of Daniel, you'll find it, where the man of lawlessness is associated with the signing of a treaty. As I looked at these insights, as I consider these insights, with childlike reading and literal if possible, I love that, you know I love that. In Revelation 12, verses 1 and 2, it makes sense. We're all about making sense here. That God does reveal to his humble sons and daughters his year and month. And I believe God does, he wants us to know. He wants us to be aware. Jesus said, no man knows the day or hour. I'll put the verse down here. No man knows the day or hour when the Son of Man will return. Didn't say anything about the month or the year, did he? And we're not talking about the return of Christ here. We're talking about 7 years earlier, the beginning of the tribulation. But God reveals his secrets to his friends. Not the exact day. Nobody's setting a date here. But Jesus told his disciples to read the signs, man. Read the signs. Are you people stupid? Read at night, sailors delight. Read in the morning, sailors take warning. You read the sky to know when you should set sail. You can't read the seasons. You see the fig blossoming, and you know it's springtime. Jesus used these things to say you can't read the times. We're supposed to read the times. And that's what this September 23rd, 2017 sign was about. It was a signpost. All the Christians were saying, this is the day of the rapture. I knew that it wasn't the day of snatching away. I knew that because there's no date set to it. I knew it was a signpost. A signpost. Like when you come into Fort Lauderdale and you see a sign up there around, I don't know, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, 8 miles, whatever. Or, you know, or you're driving into the Midwest and you see Lincoln, Nebraska, 320 miles. Okay, it's a long way, but they tell you 320. It's kind of depressing to see signs like that. Los Angeles, 2,000 miles. Oh, God. You know, it's kind of depressing, but it's a signpost. It tells you that something's coming up. God does this for his friends. As I look at these insights with childlike reading and literal if possible in Revelation 12 verses 1 and 2, it makes sense that God does reveal to his humble sons and daughters his year and month. So what I am saying is I believe the snatching away is imminent. I do too. 1.25 minutes. Used to be 2.5. I cut that in half. Used to be 5. Yeah, no, I used to be 5 minutes. I cut that in half to 2.5 minutes. And then I was forced through trial and circumstance to cut the 2.5 in half, which is 1.25. And that's what we're supposed to think of it. That we are supposed to think of it as imminent. I've been through all that. Paul says it's nearer today than it was when we first believed. It's an expectation. It's something that we console one another with these words. And I'm consoling you with these words from Craig Guest. So what I'm saying, this is a great line. He uses one of my favorite words in here, too. So what I'm saying is I believe the snatching away is imminent, and we need to be out of this shit show called evil. Excellent. Excellent wording, my friend. I'd like to give this expectant word to the body of Christ, and I'm giving it to them on your behalf, Craig. Finally, sorry for the delay. God's timing's perfect. Keep the absolute in mind here. And I pray we all keep expectant, me too, as we are all suffering horribly, in our bodies with Christ and God in us, suffering along with us. It's really a mature letter. Listen to this. We are suffering horribly. We are all suffering horribly in our bodies, whether it's emotional, spiritual, or physical, with Christ and God in us, suffering along with us. Peace and grace to the body of Christ. From buttfuck nowhere, New South Wales, Australia. My God, it keeps getting... From buttfuck nowhere, New South Wales, Australia. Craig Guest. Write this Craig Guest. Here's his email address. GuestC327 at gmail.com. I'll write it down here. Guest, GUESTC, 327 at gmail.com. I'll end with this AI overview in the Bible, the number nine. Number nine. You only get that if you're a fan of the Beatles' White Album. Number nine symbolizes divine completeness, finality, and spiritual fruitfulness. As the last single digit number, it often represents the end of a cycle or the culmination of God's promises. That's pretty good, AI. Key biblical themes associated with the number nine include the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There are exactly nine attributes that make up the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Divine sacrifice. Jesus died on the cross at the ninth hour, marking the ultimate completion of his work. Spiritual gifts. The Apostle Paul lists exactly nine spiritual gifts. Finality and judgment. It's considered the number of divine judgment. Beginning of the tribulation. It's considered the number of divine judgment because it represents the completion of God's plans and the wrapping up of human works. AI came up with that. I got to give AI credit for that. It's considered the number nine, the number of divine judgment because it represents the completion of God's plans and the wrapping up of human works. Who's all for the wrapping up of human works? Raise your hand.